shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey there, you 6-1 Falcons fans. Thank you for joining me. I am DJ Shockley for another great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every day. A couple good plays from last week. Got a 10-7 victory, but there were some good plays in this ball game. I'm going to show you a couple of them offensively that just shows how well this offense is rolling right now. The first play we're going to talk about is the Julio touchdown. All right, particularly, I want to pay attention to, first off, what's going on here. We have Patrick DeMarco, who's down here. Now, usually when the Falcons go empty set, they put the running back down here at the bottom. What you're doing is you're trying to see if they're in man or zone. So right now, you know they're in zone coverage. This is what we call a quarters coverage. Everybody has a quarter of the field here. These guys are going to have their particular zone and the coverage. But one guy we want to look at, Derrick Morgan, who used to play defensive end. Now he plays linebacker, but he's matched up on arguably the best receiver in the game right now, Julio Jones. Julio is going to run a out route here, and Derrick Morgan has the responsibility of covering him. I laugh, yes, because that is funny. It's not going to happen. But it is a good matchup by Shanahan, finding the matchup that favors the Falcons even more. So as the play starts, you're going to see Julio come out. Now, there's a separation right now. Good job of separation off of the defensive back here. Separation is now. You see Matt, he's already ready to throw. He has lots of room out here to throw the football to. And now you already got your running back out here ready to block. Catches the football. Good separation. As you turn up, and you see Devontae Freeman now automatically goes into blocking as soon as Julio catches the football. And this is just total team effort. So a nice job of him catching, getting upfield, and getting in for the touchdown. Now, as we watch it from the backside angle, you can see it even better of what you expect here. You know he's going to try to guard him here. Julio's running out, but it's just a bad matchup for the Tennessee Titans, even better for Julio Jones. Play starts. There's a separation. Look how much separation he has from the linebacker, quote-unquote defensive end, who's trying to cover him. Good job of ball placement by Matt, allows him to get upfield. So by play design, by formation design, the Falcons have an easy touchdown to one of the better receivers in the National Football League. Great matchup, great job, and great execution by the Falcons offensively. Just saw a great play for a touchdown by Julio Jones. Another good job of Shanahan with play design. I bring up play design again in this particular play for one big reason. The Falcons last week struggled in their loss versus New Orleans Saints on third down. This week, you did a lot better job on third down, and here's why. You go back and you look at this play. This play is designed here. I talk about it being third and six. Third and six, crucial part of the game. 10 minutes to go in the game, but it's third and six. Tammy is who we're going to focus on. The Tennessee Titans are in man coverage all the way all across the board. Man coverage. This linebacker here actually has Tammy coming out of the backfield. This linebacker has Devontae Freeman coming out of the backfield. What's going to happen is Tammy's going to run what's called a wheel route. Runs a wheel route down the sideline, but the guy who makes this play is Roddy White. And Roddy hasn't had a lot of catches, but he's doing a lot of things offensively that's helping his team win games. He runs a route. People call it a pick sometimes, but he's going to run a shallow cross route that forces the linebacker to go underneath. Now, when he goes underneath, that gives him leverage outside. That's why Tammy can beat him down the sideline. So we're going to watch this play develop. Watch Roddy come. And now he forces him to go inside. And now you can see Tammy has him out leverage. He can beat him to the sideline. And now you see Matt already understands the matchup he wants. Everybody's in man coverage. Here comes Tammy coming across. Now, also, if this doesn't work and you don't have this, look what's coming now. Julio Jones is coming on the shallow cross. He already has a step on this defensive back. So he goes 1-2 if it doesn't work. But unfortunately for the Falcons, it does work out for him. Look at the leverage. Lee has a couple steps on that linebacker. And again, you have a great play design, you have a great catch, and not only does it work out for you, you pick up a big first down, and you're better on third down. Two simple plays that ended up really well for the Falcons because of play design, because of formation setup, and also notification from the quarterbacks, and also the receivers knowing, do I have man or zone? I thank you guys for joining me again for a great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. We'll see you next week with more great plays. 10-7 victory, Falcons 6-1, rise up.